Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Jeremy Scott. Deadly rocket fire further escalates tensions between Israel and Hezbollah. Then, helping families in Laos dealing with poverty stay together. But first, Israel and Hezbollah's months-long tit-for-tat rocket fire is heating up into much more. On Monday and Tuesday, Israeli strikes in Lebanon killed more than 500 people. Hezbollah has fired rockets back at Israel with no immediate casualties reported. This escalation comes nearly a week after communication devices used by Hezbollah exploded in Lebanon, killing more than 30 and wounding thousands. Zev Sigulim with Megavoice has served as a reservist in the Israel Defense Forces.
I was on the phone with my family last night because rockets are flying in the north and I'm from the north. At this point, I keep praying. I hope things just resolve. I hope that by some miracle, you know, deep down inside, I'm always hoping for peace.
Houthi attacks have led to supply chain issues and potential delays in Megavoice audio Bible distribution.
We are getting many requests for audio Bibles to be distributed amongst the soldiers and with the displaced families, and also for the other side. We've had projects for both sides.
Sigulim points to Psalm 122, which says to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Believers in the Middle East and across the world need great commission focus as they navigate this unfolding conflict.
Pray for unity in the body of Christ. You know, if we can keep our eye on the goal of spreading the gospel, unity in Jesus, and focusing on being witnesses to our neighbors, then our efforts become much more effective.
Then, as more than 5,000 Christian leaders meet this week in South Korea, what's the emerging story of Lausanne 4? Joe Handley with A3 says it's collaboration.
We've had congresses like this about every 15 years, and those congresses have produced significant documents for the kingdom that have set kind of a roadmap forward for mission. One of the challenges, though, is actually getting people to work towards an end.
Barriers to collaboration include pride and fear.
And our hope is this week that repentance of those kinds of things would lead us to a new reality for the future.
Years of preparation and prayer leading up to Lausanne 4 helped missions leaders identify 33 so-called gaps in world mission. 25 of those gaps are dedicated track sessions at the Congress this week. A new book from A3 talks about gaps of leadership development.
The rest of the book is meant to be a roadmap for developing leaders for the global mission of the church to finish the Great Commission.
Learn more in the full report online and join in praying.
The first section is just the kind of history of Lausanne movement and what it's produced. But the rest of the book is meant to be a roadmap for developing leaders for the global mission of the church to finish the Great Commission for the future. That unity is going to be crucial for us going forward.
And finally, in Laos, poverty pushes people to seek opportunities elsewhere. One family was earning very little with their small vegetable garden. The father thought his children would have to find work across the border in Thailand. But with training from World Concern, Julia Boharski says,
when times are tough or resources are stretched, then they now have a sustainable source of income for him and his children.
World Concern has similarly served over 10,000 Laotians in the last year.
Our activities that are present there is integrated development, so really focusing on those root causes of poverty.
Partnering with community leaders, their programs range from improving health to preventing human trafficking.
Really, it's just an effort of sustainability to learn from the community what their needs are, what are the risks that are posed to them and their children, and how can we just meet them where they are. It's up high in a province that not a lot of other NGOs are present and not a lot of access to certain resources is received by the people who live there, hence why they cross the border and go into Thailand to find work.
Learn how you can pray for Laos in the full story online at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Keys for Kids Ministries exists to ignite a passion for Christ in kids, teens, and families worldwide. This month, they're offering free devotionals designed to help you and your family spend time in God's Word every day of the year, with the goal of growing disciples for Christ. Get yours free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Jeremy Scott.